The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. As the burning of fossil fuels puts carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, natural carbon sinks, such as plants in the ocean, take some of it out. So the amount of carbon dioxide that stays in the atmosphere is actually only a fraction of what's emitted. But these sinks, especially the ocean, absorb carbon dioxide slowly in comparison to the rate at which it's emitted. The oceans actually have the capacity to uptake most of the carbon dioxide that we're emitting, but it's just that it takes thousands of years for the ocean to very slowly but surely do all the cleaning. With the rate of carbon dioxide emissions increasing, these sinks just can't keep up. The percentage of emitted carbon dioxide they absorb has declined in the past 50 years and will keep declining. A recent study found that carbon dioxide uptake in the North Atlantic Ocean has slowed down dramatically since the mid-1990s. Some of the effects of global warming actually exacerbate this problem. Drought, for example, hampers plant growth, which reduces the amount of carbon dioxide that gets absorbed. To stop the increase in atmospheric carbon dioxide, it would take the development and widespread adoption of decarbonized technologies.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.